You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross in the studio with Kate Lochte and Murray State's Provost and Vice President for Academic Affairs, Dr. Jay Morgan. Welcome back.
Glad to be with you. It's an exciting part of the year here.
It is.
Boy, I tell you what, all of a sudden there are 18-year-olds out on the sidewalks already.
It's coming alive. Faculty are coming back. Staff have been here, of course, and plugging away. And students are, the red lights are getting longer in town, Kate.
Yeah. Isn't it funny to complain about traffic
it
in Murray, Kentucky?
When you have to wait for three cars.
Now, Murray State University is doing something really exciting, and that is expanding its ability to offer doctoral degrees. Tell me about the plans upcoming. We've had one launched, and you conferred degrees last commencement.
We did. Actually, May of 2014 was our first round of conferring doctoral degrees. We did so on 6 or 8 Doctor of Nursing Practice students, so it was very exciting. First time Murray State has ever conferred a doctoral degree, so a milestone for us, if you will. Our second doctorate begins this fall, actually in a couple of weeks, the Doctor of Education over in our College of Education and Human Services. We just accepted 25 students in a cohort, so very excited to have them as our second doctorate and really starting to look for a third one.
What do you reckon it'll be in?
I don't really know. Probably something in the fine arts. We think our College of Humanities and Fine Arts has capacity to do so, and we're looking at a couple of conceptual models there, and I think we may have something to announce maybe in 3 to 6 months.
And eventually we hope to have 4 doctoral programs.
4 is our goal. We think our campus can absorb that. We think it complements our academic climate very well and really builds strength in the academic communities.
Now, I think that's really a substantial and wonderful development for Murray State University, and there are a number of new initiatives academically as well this year. Do you want to talk about the new programs?
Sure, I'd be glad to. We have a number of new programs coming online. Some filtered in last spring, some will filter in this fall. Our Health Information Administration program at the undergraduate level is queued up to begin. That's going to be a great program for students who want to go into healthcare fields. We also have community leadership that is off and running, has been for about 6 months to a year now, doing very well. We have a master's program in nonprofit leadership that will come into the queue sometime this fall that will be very exciting. And we're marketing that to St. Louis, Chicago, Memphis, some larger urban metropolitan areas that we think we can attract students here from. Most of it will be by web. Some of it might be a weekend course. So we're very excited about that.
Wow. We've heard recently that enrollment is strong for the fall.
It does look strong. Preliminary numbers look very good, particularly at the international level.
Tell me about the international level. I understand that you've been sharing some really interesting stats with the colleges about the numbers of Saudi students.
We do. Ironically, we have about 400 students from Saudi. It's quite a large population for us, very important. We think it's good for us. It's good for them, so it's win-win for everyone. We'd like to increase that some. We have about 1,000 to 1,100 international students on campus. Our goal is 1,400. We think if we can expand that by another 300 to get to that 1,400 level, that it will really complement what we're doing. And they're also good students for us. Our Saudi group is about 400. It's our largest international grouping. And we've actually approached them because many of them here on government-sponsored contracts via the Saudi government. And they come to study for a year or two. Some stay for 4 years for an undergraduate degree. Some are master's level. And we've approached them about actually taking that up another 50 to 100 students. So very exciting.
In terms of tuition revenue, what does that represent?
I can't give you an exact percentage, but it's typically an international student will pay about $15,000 in tuition per semester versus a U.S. student will pay, or a Kentucky resident will pay about $3,800 roughly per semester. So financially, they're very important to our revenue lines.
I understand that that recruiting in the contiguous states is somewhat down. Is that correct?
You know, I'm not for sure. We never quite can tell on recruiting and where they're coming from until we get to August when we actually have students here.
Uh-huh.
We have seen a little bit of softness in Tennessee, and that's primarily because of Tennessee's push to expanding their community colleges. We've seen some softness there. Southern Illinois remains pretty strong for us. Southern Indiana remains pretty strong for us. So I think over time you see these shifting populations around our service region and outside our service region that will probably continue to shift some on us. Tennessee is going to be a challenge for us going forward.
Well, there's the lottery there as well.
There's a lottery. The governor has been touting new free community college access, which is hard to compete with.
You know, something that we didn't chat about a little earlier was the generational change among our faculty members.
We have had a generational change. I mentioned to a couple of groups the other day in meeting with them that many of our Murray State faculty came to Murray State in the 1970s, 1980s, and subsequently are beginning to retire. So we're losing some valuable, long-term, very stable faculty members who really carried the load for Murray State over the past 20, 25, 30 years and some more. We have a number of faculty members that have been here 35 years and above. So we're seeing this generational shift to now a large portion of our faculty body is really below about 7 or 8 years of service, which is exciting. It brings new ideas, reinvigorates the campus to some degree, but it is a little sad that we lose some of that institutional knowledge and stability with some of our longer-serving faculty. We're going to continue to see that turnover over the next 3 to 4 years.
Is the figure 70 new faculty members correct?
We have about 70 new faculty coming in this fall. Again, exciting, but a challenge for us. We've typically run in the past an average of about 35, take or give one or two. So we're just about double, and it's due to retirements. It's due to a lot of factors, but while it's an exciting time to get new people and new ideas, it is sad to see some of the senior folks retire.
Landscape changes,
and it will continue to change just by nature of people's years of service. I think by last count on a report I was looking at recently, we have probably 170 plus of our faculty that are pretty close or already eligible today to retire, which is a significant number.
That's really a huge number, isn't it? Yeah, it's a sea change. Now, talking about changes, you are working on MSU 100, the strategic academic plan for the university's 100th anniversary, and I'm delighted to hear that Professor Bolin is working on a book for us, maybe?
Yes. We've been talking to Dr. Dwayne Bolin, professor of history, about writing a book for the 100-year anniversary of Murray State to be commemorated in the year 2022, be our centennial anniversary. In talking to Dwayne recently, we've tried to lay the groundwork, and actually we'll be presenting to the Board of Regents that opportunity for Dwayne here at our August meeting. So hopefully we'll have some good reports to come on that. And Dwayne will spend a couple of years writing really our 100-year history, much like we did the 50-year history some time back. I think it'll be an exciting book to read once it's finished.
I know you'll have a lot of purchasers ready to snap it up in 2022.
2022. You have to wait a little bit.
Now, you're envisioning Murray State's future.
Right, correct. We're really trying to push out and look toward who and what we want to be, not only as a university under Dr. Davies, but also our academic community. We spent the past year working on a strategic plan and really a vision of what we would like academics to look like at Murray State over the next 8 years leading to that 2022 date. In doing so, we've had a number of groups on campus, offering input, and we're right on the cusp of unveiling a really nice new academic plan called MSU 100. We're in the final stages of getting some input from some of our groups on campus to make sure we have it structured right. Hopefully that will begin to show up publicly within the next 2 to 3 weeks.
We'll be looking for it. So we are off for another semester of filling young minds
filling
with useful
minds.
Information.
That's right. Shaping the future.
There
Shaping
you go.
The future. We begin, many of our faculty are streaming back into town, and students will be arriving this Saturday. So it's an exciting time at Murray State University.
So do you roll up your sleeves and tote refrigerators up 7 flights of stairs?
I roll up my sleeves and tote refrigerators until my back begins to hurt. And then I'll go over and hand out water.
There you go. Dr. Morgan, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Kate.
You're with Murray State's WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.